countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
The beef, you vegan. Well, it's already become a T-shirt slogan, but the issue is no laughing matter for angry beef farmers who are accusing the government of failing them. The Irish Farmers Journal is hosting a beef summit this Thursday in Ballinasloe with Agriculture Minister Michael Creed, as well as academics, researchers, policymakers, and others among those taking part in the event. And to tell me more, Adam Woods, the beef editor with the Irish Farmers Journal, joins me now. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me on.
And thanks very much for joining us. The Cork protests that we heard earlier this week gives us a flavour of the mood among farmers as they met with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and other cabinet ministers. But will you explain to our listeners, and maybe some of them who wouldn't be aware, what are the current issues and why this beef summit is so timely?
Yes, John. There are a lot of farmers at the moment, I suppose, questioning their future in beef production. Many at a crossroads, and it's the people that are speaking on Thursday night, I suppose, will decide the future of the beef industry. At the moment, we have winter beef finishers losing to the tune of 300 and 400 euros a head on the cattle they have finished over the last couple of months. And really, it has been a perfect storm. There's a huge amount of uncertainty around Brexit in the last couple of months in relation to our beef markets. And that has meant that farmers are making huge losses. And we've organised this summit, I suppose, to maybe try and get some answers as to where our industry is going for the next 10 years for our beef farmers.
I should point out, of course, Leo Varadkar insisted later on in Cork, "I'm not a vegan," he said, "I'm very much an omnivore. My problem is that I eat too much of everything." The vegan comments aside, Brexit is the big burning issue for beef farmers, Adam. But there have been reassurances from Phil Hogan, the EU Commissioner, and the government that they have measures of support for beef farmers. Those reassurances, are they not enough?
I guess reassurances are one thing, John, but for the farmers who have finished cattle over the last couple of months, reassurances of support in a hard Brexit scenario isn't enough for those farmers. Those farmers have already lost thousands of euros, we'll say, finishing cattle over the winter months. So while reassurances are all good and well, I suppose it's looking to the losses that we've already made, and it's looking to the direction of our industry. Really, it's about getting some answers. Where is the strategy? We've heard about strategies for our industry in terms of exports, but our strategy for our farmers on the ground, year on year, we'll say that they keep on losing money, and they need to make decisions, I suppose. Is beef farming the future, or is it something else? And we need to, I suppose, inform them with the facts on Thursday night as to where it's going.
Brexit's gone a bit down the pecking order in terms of the news agenda lately, with deadlines extended till Halloween for Britain. Is this farmers trying to keep their Brexit fears alive and make sure the government is very well aware of the need for action now?
Yeah, I think, look, it's still there. It hasn't gone away. And there's no other industry, there's no other country, first of all, more exposed to Brexit than Ireland. And there's no other industry within Ireland than the beef industry more exposed. We export 55% of our beef across the water. It's our closest market. And if that wall comes down, it's really Armageddon for our beef farmers. So a huge amount of uncertainty there, and a huge amount of decisions to be made over the next couple of months and years as regards where we're going.
You have Michael Creed, the Agriculture Minister, with you in Ballinasloe on Thursday evening. I'm thinking his comments, well, he's already defended, obviously, the government's stance on this. They may be in line with what Leo Varadkar had to say. He said it's already the case that beef farmers receive more in income supports and more in subsidies than probably any other business in Ireland. Now, he did say, though, we want to do more to help. We've made a submission to Europe. We'll see what we can do. Some people might say farmers are always giving out, but the farmers in the beef sector, are they more vulnerable? Have they a more serious case?
We've huge compliance costs, I suppose. Our European production model, we'll say, makes farmers comply with environmental laws, animal welfare laws, animal health laws, human health laws, and there are compliance costs to that production. So that support is very, very valid. If the EU want to pursue a cheap food policy and go to South America for their beef, then we have to answer the question, what happens rural Ireland? If we don't protect the family farm model in rural Ireland, in the west of Ireland, all over Ireland, then what happens rural Ireland? Does forestry take over? Is rural decline? We don't have healthy, vibrant communities
right
then, and we have schools closing, Garda stations closing. There's huge questions there to be answered if we don't support Ireland's beef farmers.
Because we know, I suppose, dairying and other types of farming aren't necessarily going to work in some of those western counties, as you mentioned. Michael Creed is talking about new markets as well. The Farmers Journal gave us a glimmer of hope this week, Adam. Front page headlines saying cattle and beef prices set to jump.
Yes, we did see in the last week a little, was a chink of light at the end of the tunnel. Some positives there. We've seen maybe, we'll say China, the big news there in terms of African swine flu coming in, and in terms of maybe more beef exports going to China, and also Algeria as well opening up for live exports. So there are some positives there, but again, for our winter finishers, for the people that have finished cattle over the last couple of months, that increase in price now isn't going to do any good for those.
Adam, thanks very much for joining us. If you want to go along to the Irish Farmers Journal Beef Summit on Thursday evening in Ballinasloe, you can register at farmersjournal.ie. It's free for farmers to attend once they're registered, and thank you to Adam Woods.